I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Sister Salma Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This program is The Muslim Lady, and we are coming to you from IRIB English Radio. And today, it's a beautiful discussion that we have for you, the audience. And I'd like you to actually ponder upon this role, this beautiful, sublime role that a woman can play all the time and mention in our traditions, authentic traditions. So, woman is the agent of Allah. That's such a beautiful statement. She's like an angel operating to serve, to make things easier for people, you know, to give them happiness. She's a source of happiness. You know, the strength of a woman is in her emotional intellectuality. Unfortunately, emotional aspect of a woman is kind of sidelined, but it could become so fruitful that she can actually train it to become an intellectual emotionality. If you go and see a woman with her emotionality, is so careful about every detail when bringing up her child. So she has to be intelligent as well. When to, for example, put the rules ahead, when to be soft, when to forgive, when to be strict. All this requires an intellection. So with her emotionality, she can break up that and become the best and perfect woman. So, one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is reported to have said that if I were to bestow all the good of both worlds upon a Muslim person, I would endow him with a humble heart, a tongue which continuously utters his praises, and a body patient enough to witness all the calamities, and I would give him a pious spouse, a woman who, when she sees him, becomes happy and protects his property and her own honor in his absence. This is what the Holy Prophet said about a woman, that if he would bestow all the good of both the worlds upon a Muslim man, he would grant him all those qualities plus a pious wife who becomes happy when she sees him and protects his property and her own honor in his absence.
Show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
You know, these things are sometimes regarded as so trivial. But honesty and trustworthiness are among the qualities that the Holy Prophet, you know, showed and displayed, such that people were drawn towards him like bees towards honey. And they believed in the prophethood of the Prophet. These are the two stepping stones of becoming a mu'min. An iman, a proper faith in a person, is supposed to be judged by these qualities. So the Holy Prophet says a woman should have these qualities. In reality, a woman should serve to become a blessing for her husband in such a way that whenever she sees him, she becomes happy and protects his property and her own honor in his absence. There's another tradition. We have very beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one person went to the Prophet and said, I have a wife who always welcomes me when I come home, and escorts me to the door when I leave. When she finds me sad and unhappy, she then, by consoling me, says, if you're thinking of sustenance and risk, then do not despair, because Allah provides the risk. And if you're thinking about the next life, then may Allah increase your intellect and efforts and struggle. Then the Holy Prophet says, Allah surely has agents and functionaries in this world, and your wife is one of them. This is the agent, the role that she played as an agent of Allah. What a big, grand status she's getting to operate instead of Allah, to make him give, you know, that conviction that you'll get your sustenance, to make him be sure that keep on struggling, you know, have that satisfaction. So such a woman would be rewarded half as much as a martyr. That's the saying of the Holy Prophet. Such a woman would be rewarded half as much as a martyr. And what's her role? To make her husband satisfied and happy. That whatever you're concerned with, and if you're worried, you don't need to worry. Anyhow, it's ihdal husnayain, winners at both ways. If you don't have the world, know that Allah is going to give you. If you're worried about the hereafter, know that, you know, Allah will increase that for you. Your struggle will cause you to become better and better day in, day out. And inshallah, we'll continue from here in our next episode. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdu lillahi rabbil alameen.
Blessed is your face, blessed is your name, my beloved. Blessed is your smile, which makes my soul want to fly, my beloved. All the nights and all the times that you cared for me, but I never realized it. Now it's too late, forgive me. Now I'm alone, filled with so much shame, for all the years I caused you pain. If only I could sleep in your arms again. Mother, I'm lost without you. You were the sun that brightened my day. Now who's gonna wipe my tears away? If only I knew what I know today. Mother, I'm lost without you.
Dear brothers and sisters, in describing Imam Khomeini's revolutionary activities against the Shah's oppressive regime, the role of his honorable wife has not received due attention. From now on the program Muslim Lady, we cover a historic chapter about the role of Mrs. Mansoor Khojasteh Bagherzadeh in the revolutionary activities of the leader of the Islamic Revolution. The beginning of the marital life. Mr. Khomeini and Mrs. Khojasteh's married life had just begun. The first house where they resided belonged to the husband of Sayyid Ali Khamenei's sister. They rented two rooms from Sheikh Ali Tehrani. This part is quoted from the leader's speech. We stayed at my sister's house for a few months. Mr. Sheikh Ali Agha charged us 50 or 62 months for the monthly rent. Of course, I was not worried because he did not pressure us. The marriage of a poor clergyman and a wealthy woman who endured many difficulties with open arms strengthened the man of the family in the path that he believed in and fought for. As Mr. Khomeini says, my wife has never expressed worry or discontent with me, and she has even encouraged me on many occasions. There were times when various individuals and secret groups from among important and high-level personalities visited our house, but she never complained and she even helped me. Mrs. Khojasteh said, it was a difficult time and God was testing me. I had prepared myself for all possible problems, and I never opened my mouth to complain about anything. I think my biggest role was to keep a calm environment at home so that he, my husband, could comfortably continue his job. I tried to ease his mind about matters related to me and the children. Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir. Hujjat al-Islam, Osama Abdul Ghani.
Now we want to start off into a set of skills that the Ahlul Bayt have taught us about how to have a successful marriage. Now, with these skills, there's one thing to keep in mind. Having good intentions is not enough to have a successful marriage. And I'll explain why. Men and women are different. Don't believe what the West says. We're all equal. We're all the same. No. Men and women are different. Apples and oranges. It's not saying anybody's better in the eyes of God. Who's better in the eyes of God? Who has the most taqwa? Who has the most knowledge? The same Quranic values that we've been given. But they're different. So what that means is that many times when a man and a woman, they go into a marriage, they try and show love to the other individual the same way that they would love to receive love. Whereas the needs of your spouse are different because your spouse is a woman or your husband is a man. The same thing that you would find valuable is not necessarily as important to him as it is to you, or vice versa. So by saying this, then after that, when we go over the instructions of the Ahlul Bayt and the needs, the fundamental basic emotional needs of your spouse, we won't trivialize them. That's not important. Instead, I'll take these hadith of the Ahlul Bayt very seriously and try and apply them. I remember a brother that I knew, he said that he watched a movie called, there was a Jason Bourne movie. It's okay, that's an example. It's okay. Jason Bourne, the latest Jason Bourne. So when he watched that, he said that the movie to me was so exciting, I felt like standing up in the aisles and cheering. Okay? So now, when it comes to the instructions of the Ahlul Bayt, because it's not your need, don't trivialize it. Maybe when your spouse hears these ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, maybe on the inside they'll feel like standing up and cheering. So for you as a taklif-based person, I'm going to take it seriously. I'll see how I can implement it. I'll make sure that I do the right thing. I won't trivialize. Well, it's not important because to me it's not important. Maybe it is very important. Okay. These are instructions of the Ahlul Bayt. If we implement them, that means we have to accept the entire path of the Ahlul Bayt. All of the instructions that they've given to us. And not neglect or trivialize any of them.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
the Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.